Nate alcoholic. Haven't taken a drink in about 2.5 years now. Yeah, I'm a little nervous myself. I heard the two guys talk about that. And actually, I haven't put any thought what I was going to say today, so that's actually a good thing. But actually, when they were talking about nervousness, I was thinking about, I just saw the movie Sandlot yesterday, and there was, like, this big gate. You know, there's, like, this dog that these kids are scared of, and there's this big gate. And, like, I was thinking about it. I was thinking about how sometimes I get nervous and anxious, and I was thinking about fear. And then I was thinking about what it says in the big book, when it talks about fear in our inventories, and how it says that we believe that spirituality is the way of strength, as opposed to giving all our thoughts to like fear and stuff. You know what I mean? And so I was kind of thinking about that, and I was kind of thinking about just like the whole inventory process and stuff like that. And then I was thinking about how my ego got inflated because I had my own chair in my own parking spot. And I was thinking about how earlier today I copped a resentment, and you know, I still got to write about that. I haven't done it yet, but I do see some familiar faces out there. But anyways, my story is like it's not any different than anybody else's. I'm 24. I gotta think about my age. I go to state right now. Full-time. I work full-time. And I got a girlfriend that I love very much. She's not here, so I'm not, like, saying that to get kudos or anything. And I don't know, man. Like, 2.5 years ago, man, I probably weighed, like, 130, you know, 125. And, like, I didn't know who I was. You know what I mean? And when I got sober, like, when I tried to get sober many times because my life had gotten that bad, like, the wreckage. And it's probably nothing that you guys can't relate to. Jail, you know. Parents sending me to the therapist or the psychologist and, like, I didn't get anything out of that at all, and I was just in a really bad spot, no matter how much I cared about my family, they didn't matter at all, you know what I mean, and, like, they would, like, this one time, like, I really wanted to, like, I was done, you know, because I was at the end of my cash flow, and at the end of, like, the things that I could extract from people, and I told them, you know, watch me. For these days, I'm gonna lock myself in my room. I'm gonna get a couple movies and just watch me. And like, I couldn't last 2 days. You know, I was out the window, gone. You know what I mean? I didn't care about the way I affected people at all. It didn't matter. Nothing mattered. And that's kind of where it got because I was drinking because of the effect that alcohol produced. And what it did was it helped stop all that stuff that was going on inside. And I got to my first institution, and I went through a lot of institutions, and I didn't get it, initially, you know. They fed me a bunch of packets, and they told me to write down all my stuff in these packets, and I watched a lot of videos on, like, the physical effects of alcohol and how, like, that could be the reason why I keep going back, and that stuff didn't work, and I tried to do behavioral modification, you know, and, like, basically, what that is for me, for someone that me that, like, is doomed to die an alcoholic death, is that that's, like, escapism for me, you know what I mean? I'm just substituting the alcohol with, like, and I've done it before, and I've realized it, that sometimes I'll substitute alcohol for, like, exercise, or I'll substitute it with, you know, even, like, television for me can be, like, or, like, video games. Like, I just totally need to tune out from everything and just, like, not care about what's going on inside, you know what I mean? So, eventually, somebody called me a scammer at, like, an institution, and I, like, copped a really bad resentment, and, like, I was new in sobriety again, and I was one of those people who said, I don't really know who I am, you know, I don't know who I am, I'm sober, and I don't have anything to, like, you know, cover me up or anything like that, and I didn't know who I was, you know. And now that I've taken the steps, it's like I realized, like, the only way to know who I was to know who I wasn't. You know what I mean? And the steps helped me deconstruct my old ideas about who I thought I was. You know what I mean? And like when people are talking about nervousness, man, it's like, not only am I critical of everyone else, but I am really critical of myself. Like, most of all, more than anybody. And it has to do with like competition thinking, you know what I mean? Like, no matter what, like, and it says this kind of in the 12 and 12 a little bit, but if I'm in a room with people, like, I either have to be better than them, or if I don't measure up to how good they are, then, like, I'm not good enough, you know what I mean? And, like, a lot of people, like, you know, I've heard it before, man, that not good enough idea manifests in, like, a lot of different ways in my life. And, I took the steps, I got a sponsor, and, he kind of called me on the things that I couldn't see, you know, in myself, as far as when my inventory goes. And, he introduced me to the concept of a higher power, and now that I was willing to do this, I put on my white robe and said I was a holy master. And I started to research all the different religions, and I wanted to do Buddhism, and I wanted to do Christianity, and I wanted it all, you know what I mean? I wanted to be the spiritual master, and I wanted to, like, meditate all the time, and, like, you know, all that. I even went up to Encinitas or something to go to the Rosicrucian Church, because I wanted to learn the metaphysical version of Christianity and all that. But the reality was, man, is like it says in the book, like, selfishness is the root of all my issues. And, like, I could go and do all that, and still, like, I couldn't, like, do the basic things that the program requires. Like, and they say this is an altruistic program, right? And, like, I totally understand that, and that makes sense to me. But it also says that a better demonstration of our principles is in our homes, occupations, and affairs. So, I don't want to be like the altruistic martyr of my own self. You know what I mean? And I learned that after I took the steps, and, like, I started working with guys. I went through the whole process. The whole God concept, I realized, wasn't like this big, you know, and it's not, and don't get me wrong, I'm not going to try to impress on you my conception of God or anything like that. Like, that's why it says, as we understood him, as in, like, me, I understand my concept. And I understand there's a lot of bias when it comes to, like, religion and God and all that. So, like, I totally understand where that comes from. But, and, like, you know what else I did? I'm sorry, I'm like going from one thing to the other, but analyzing family psychology, man. No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work, man. Because I can blame all kinds of stuff on how messed up my parents were and this and that, man. But that's still not really looking at myself. After all the white robe stuff, you know, I just kind of realized that taking the inventory on a daily basis and just doing, like, your basic meditation, whatever it is, you know what I mean, at the end of the day, and praying to God is just simple things, dude. And it really did change the way I thought. And, like, every day thinking about how I can serve the people around me but at the same time not sacrificing myself, you know what I mean? When a good deed is to be done, you know, step up and do it, you know what I mean? And, like, I hear all the time, man, well, because of your age, this and that, your age and that, but there's, you know, there's people that are very young that are very mature, and there's, and I'm not, don't get me wrong, I'm not, like, saying this about anybody, there's people that are really old that are immature, you know what I mean? not like maturity is, like, has anything to kind of really do with it, man. But I think the most freeing thing for me these days is when I get to humble myself, like, slicing my pride in two and, like, crushing my ego. That's, like, the most free I get to be. And, like, when I'm not in ignorance of being so spiritual sometimes, to think that I'm some kind of, like, you know what I mean? Like, when I first got sober, man, I was, like, I was willing to do what it took, because, like, I really, you know, I was put in a place where I had to kind of grow up, man. And there's a lot of people in these rooms that kind of helped me out with that, like, really helped me out. And I think I got a job on Saturdays lifting TVs for, like, 5 hours at 5 hours on a Saturday for, like, eight bucks an hour. And, like, with half that money, I made amends, you know what I mean? And I was taking the bus everywhere I went. And I firmly believe, because I was willing to grow towards my higher power in that respect, like take real action and not just like say what I'm going to do or like hang out and like, and because I'm not here to hang out in the collective of AA, because I can use collectives as an escape, another escape. But at the same time, I'm here to be here in fellowship. You know what I mean? And, you know, and I'm not trying to get down on this, but this is, I'm not here for like a social club. I'm here because I'm doomed to die an alcoholic death, and I need to do everything on the three triangles. You know what I mean? I need to do everything on the three triangles. And that's kind of what like coming here does for me. And, so anyways, I don't know how much time I have left. Is this up? Is it almost up? Okay. So yeah, man, So, oh yeah, I got, and she says I got lots of time because I'm 24. So I worked with guys, and you know, the best thing is like, you know, if you want it, you know, I'm willing to talk with people after the meeting if you want to talk and stuff. So thank you.